أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: وإذا سمعوا ما أنزل إلى الرسول ترى أعينهم تفيض من الدمع مما عرفوا من الحق، يقول ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the previous session, we talked about the three ways that can determine one's prophecy. And through these three ways and means, we can verify one's prophetic claim. Through these three ways, we are able to verify one's truthfulness or falsehood. And these three ways are as following. The first way through which we can verify one's truthfulness in his prophetic claim or mission, that is the prediction that is made by the previous preceding prophet or the contemporary prophet. If a prior prophet gives the steadying news that, for example, after some years another prophet by these characteristics would come and emerge amongst you, this is one of the ways that can prove the prophetic mission of this second prophet. The second important and unmistakable sign that bear one's prophetic mission, that is one's biography and one's background. For example, the personal characteristics he bears, the personal background he has brought up. So it can be a very obvious sign whether he is true in his prophetic mission or not. Or what are the messages he has brought for the human beings, whether they are life-rescuing, whether they are very much good in content or not, whether they are rich in content or they are poor enough that they should not be accepted as prophetic mission. So the third way that we talked about, that is the performance of miracle. You know that the prophets, to verify and to prove that they have a very close link and relation with the divinity and with supernatural world, he has to be able to bring extraordinary events that cannot be done and performed by the rest of ordinary men and human beings. So miracle or performance of miracle is another unmistakable sign that can verify one's prophetic claim. So today, God willing, we are going to touch these three signs in respect with the final messenger of Almighty Allah, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him and his household. And the question that we today are going to touch is this, that are there verifiable signs that should prove the prophecy of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him and his household's prophetic mission or not? So for sure, there are verifiable signs, there are obvious signs that can prove the prophetic mission of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him and his household. You know that he was born in Mecca, and within 13 years he has preached his new religion, Islam, amongst the pagans of the Mecca. But of course, due to the torture he has received from The pagans who were living in Mecca, he was forced to leave Mecca for Medina. And it was a historic migration that he had from Mecca to Medina. The Islamic calendar starts from the very day this historic migration of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, and his household became a turning point in the Islamic history. It became a landmark in the history of Islam. So after that, he has established a state there, and with a vigorous struggle, along with those companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, and his household, so an Islamic state was established. And later on, they could conquer Mecca with all the pagans present there. But he forgave all those pagans and disbelievers without any precondition, without any single, we can say, compromise that the pagans should make. So it shows that how forgiveful the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household is. Because of this, you know that there is a verse of the Holy Quran that Almighty Allah says, and God with our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. For sure, you are not sent to the human beings, to the worlds. There are a variety or different types of the world. So you are not sent to all this world except for mercy, except that it should be a mercifulness from Almighty Allah's side. So given this, now let's see that are there verifiable signs in our Holy Prophet's life that we have to prove, we have to demonstrate, or we have to substantiate his prophecy through these signs or not? Of course there are. There are some 8 verifiable signs through which we can give this manure, through this that we can prove and demonstrate or substantiate the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him's prophetic mission. What are those means? What are those verifiable signs? The first stands illiteracy of the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household. The Holy Quran has explicitly touched this important fact or concept that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household was an unlettered man. He did not receive any education from other human beings. He was taught by Almighty Allah. Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran khalaq al-insan. Important point in respect with the illiteracy of the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, is that his mind was pure. There was not any other thing from the products of the human beings. Our Almighty Allah wanted a very vacant and pure background so that his revelation should be received purely. Without this assumption that others should give, that it is a mixture of his own understandings, his own assumption. Without giving all these, Almighty Allah wanted that a pure background should be ready, and it was the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The miracle he brought, the prophetic tradition he has produced, all are marvelous, all are miraculous. All the lettered men should sit in front of him and be educated in this school of thought. This unletteredness, I mean, ummi. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was ummi or unlettered. It is not a defect. It is not a shortage in our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him's personal characteristic. Rather, it is a positive point. That he was not educated by other human beings. Rather, he was in person educated by the divinity. Almighty Allah wanted to make it sure that all the human beings should believe that whatever he has received are all from the divinity. Whatever he has received in the form of revelation, all are from Almighty Allah's side. None of them is of his own. None of them is of other teachers or instructors or tutors that had to teach the Holy Prophet. And due to this, He was not taught by other human beings. So this is the first sign, this is the first clear sign that connotes that how remarkable, how noteworthy he is, or how truthful is he in his prophetic mission, that he has come from the divinity, that his messages are from Almighty Allah, not of other human-made, we can say, things. Dear listeners and respectable audience, the second sign that we can verify the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him's prophecy, is the book he has brought for us, the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is a peerless book. The Holy Quran has never ever seen any parallel. This is not a book that we have to witness it a second. This miraculous book is also another sign that verifies the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him and his household's prophecy. You know, when a person is not a letter person, so it shows that this book and this revelation is not of his own. He was not a person to be called as educated or lettered by others. So due to this, since the Holy Quran contains priceless and precious messages, most of its dimensions are yet unknown for the human beings, even for modern human beings. So how is it possible that an unlettered man should bring a book, a miraculous book like the Quran, from his own? So this Holy Quran shows that it was not the product of his own mind. Rather, it was something that came from the outside, and it was Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah sent him this revelation in the form of the Holy Quran. So this revelation makes us understand and makes us reach this conclusion that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household was the final messenger, and he was the last messenger who received this revelation. If you doubt, so bring like a verse of the Holy Quran, and later on we will touch that the Holy Quran has always called this challenge, has always challenged the human beings, that if you have doubt about the veracity of the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him's prophecy, so bring a verse like the Holy Quran. Bring a chapter like the Holy Quran. So this Holy Quran is a live miracle of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And this is another verifiable sign that he was the final messenger of Almighty Allah.